Hello and welcome back to Sex, Love, Lust, and More with Serenity. As you have noticed, I did change the name one last time. Murder and Mystery is my go-to, yes. However, I don't feel like it's necessary to be the name of my podcast, only because I talk more of controversial idealizations and such of that nature. With that being said, let's get into today's topic. Today's topic is shitty work environment, right? We as people, we go to work every single day, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday. It doesn't matter. We go to work every single day. And we are there with a group of people who we're with more times than we're with our own families, right? So why do we have to subject ourselves to shitty work environments? We have people that yell. We have management that is just trash as fuck. We have sexual harassment. We have everything under the sun, discrimination. But we continue to go to work every day and put a fake smile on so that way we can make it through the day, only because today's economy is trash, right? So I'm going to use myself as an example of shitty work environment, okay? I was a manager at a car dealership for 6 months, right? And I went to work every single day for the first 3 months that I worked there. I was degraded. My character was just trashed and dragged through the mud. I was sexually harassed. I was harassed. And my boss did not give a fuck. Okay. None of them did. And I was told if I spoke out, I would get fired. Right. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just suck it up, endure, go through the motions, because when I go to work, I don't work for the people. I work for God and God alone, because I know that anything I have, God has blessed me with. You know what I mean? But it just kept gradually getting worse and getting worse to the point where I was low-key almost pimped the fuck out. And I had to cut that shit down. You know what I mean? I had to nip that shit in the butt. And again, my boss did not give a fuck, right? So the last 3 months that I was there, I was just harassed every single day and yelled at and cursed out. And then I was written up as a final write-up, as just like, you know, hey, watch your mouth. It ain't even me cursing. And that's what I feel. It's fucked up. Because in a workplace, if you're not doing something wrong and you know you're doing everything right, yet your boss and your assistant managers and your employees or your coworkers are just shitty ass people, they're going to drag you down as well. The literal exhaustion of working around people who you work around every single day, who just aren't building you up and making you a better person. And I'm not saying that people should make you your character. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that people should make or break you. I'm just saying you don't have to let yourself be in situations where you don't feel comfortable. You do not have to let yourself be in situations where you feel attacked. And yeah, I'm finally speaking out about my job because I know how many people listen to my podcast. You know what I mean? And if you feel like you're being wronged, you need to speak up, especially at work. It doesn't matter if they threaten to fire you. It matters that you yourself did something right for you. Because I know that if you're going a 9-to-5 every single day, you're not thinking about you. You're thinking about how can I get this day done? I want to go home. If you got kids, I want to be with my kids. If you are just single and living your life, I want to go home, light a candle, and chill out, right? That's what everybody's internal clock says. And that's how they work. It's simple. But you can't do anything right if you're constantly being hindered by shitty ass work environments. If your boss is shitty, you got a shitty ass work environment. If you're constantly getting yelled at, you got a shitty ass work environment. Unless, you know, you do it to yourself. However, there's different ways to portray to your employee, hey, you're fucking up, without actually saying you're fucking up, and you can build them up. If you're a shitty boss or shitty manager, step down. Obviously, you have let the power go to your head hard enough that you don't care. You need to reevaluate yourself, what you're doing that job for, and who you're doing that job for, because it's not us. Okay. Also, let's talk about the just disgusting way that some people are treated when they're transgender, Black, Hispanic, any other way, or if they're mentally slow and mentally handicapped, or if they're gay, straight. Like, let's talk about that, because in the workforce, you have a group of different people. You will never have the same kind of people. Everybody has different personalities. Everybody has different faces, different walks, different talks. Like, everybody is different. You feel me? Those people that I listed off, they get treated so fucking shitty, bro. Like, you go and tell your boss, hey, I'm transitioning into a male. I don't want to be called she, ma'am, her, none of that. I hope you can respect that, please. Right? You're respectful about it. You let them know up front before you're hired. Whoop-de-woo. And then boom, they say fuck you. And it's constantly her this, she this, ma'am this. This woman, no, that's disrespectful. Let's talk about race. You cannot be in a workplace saying nigga. You cannot, first of all. I don't care if you're white, Black, purple. I don't give a fuck. Don't be in a workplace saying nigga. Because you might as well at that point just say nigger. Right? There's just no other way around that one. You cannot be in a workplace calling people Black bitches. You cannot be in a workplace calling people cunts. You cannot be in a workplace doing any of that, because that's not professional. And that makes you look like an idiot in my eyes. And most likely everyone else's. Because why do you gotta put yourself down to a low level just to say all those things? Make sense? Right. You cannot sit there and be a fucking liar. Okay, all these things is a shitty work environment. If you're a fucking liar and you're a manager, you're shitty. You've caused and created a shitty work environment. And I'm sorry, but females, y'all are grimy as fuck. Like, you cannot sit here and tell me if you want somebody out, you're not going to do any and everything in your fucking way just to get them out. You cannot. Women are shitty. Simple. And if you got a whole workplace full of women, of course there's going to be drama. And if you got a manager that is enticing the drama, that is stirring the pot, what is that called, guys? Shitty workplace environment. We all need to do better. We need to fix our who are we are. We need to bring our morals to work. And if you ain't got none, go get some. Okay? We need to bring better characters to work. You can be the prettiest person on fucking earth and you have an ugly inside and you're fucking trash, dog. You're trash. Get out of here. You feel me? So as a collective, we need to do better. As management, we need to do better. We do. We cannot let our employees feel like they are in a position where they don't want to fucking come to work. Now, I understand fast food. Y'all be doing what y'all be doing. But as a business, meaning dealerships, meaning Walmart, shit like that. If you have created a shitty workplace environment, do better and fix that. Or they'll never want to come back. With that, I bid you adieu.